just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into the absolutely wonderful Wednesday, February 12th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck or Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. In our next segment, we're going to have Dr. Jeff from Sioux Animal Hospital. It will be our weekly Wednesday interview with Dr. Jeff, Ask the Vet. So one of the things that you have to understand, the process, wrong process will absolutely cause you to make some serious mistakes. Let me explain. Sheboygan County commissioners elected for that seat, the public in the November 5th, 2024 election elected a county commissioner. I believe it's the 5th district. Now, that was November 5th of 2024. This person, I believe, ran unopposed as a county commissioner in the August primary, I believe. I'm going to verify that with John Studer. He's going to be on with us in the second hour. In that process, nobody challenged her. She then obviously was the nominee, obviously the only Republican on the ballot to be a county commissioner for Sheboygan County, and got elected. Now it's February of 2025, and for some reason she submitted a resignation letter. Well, the Board of Commissioners has to, according to their county bylaws, they must appoint a replacement for that resignating county commissioner in the 5th district. This is not going to be a vote of the people. This is not going to go back to a special election. The other six county commissioners, including the chairman of the board, get to appoint her replacement for the rest of her four-year term, only serving January and a couple of weeks so far in February. The people's choice, the voters, don't have a say. The process is wrong. It's a four-year term. I don't know if she knew she was going to get elected and resign and ask that her husband replace her, because that's her wishes. She's asked the board, the chairman of the board, the other commissioners, to appoint her husband to replace her. You have to understand the process here, folks. One of the things you have to understand is that I don't believe this is right. I believe it should be a vote of the people, but their bylaws doesn't say for it, doesn't call for it, not to go forward with the expense of a special election. And the replacement has to be done within 7 days. It's not right. We need to talk about this in the second hour. But in the meantime, text me your questions. For Dr. Jeff is in the house, ask the vet. We'll be right back.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment on this Hump Day Wednesday. Ask the Vet. Dr. Jeff from Sioux Animal Hospital is in the house. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Got a quick question for you.
Okay, Jeff? Go ahead.
Okay, yep. All right. How much snow do you guys have?
I think we, a total accumulation, 12 feet.
think is what they're saying now.
Up over 144 inches.
Yep.
What's the record? Do you know?
Oh, I don't know. Actually,
I don't either. I've been trying to find it.
Yeah, I do know. In '95, they had to call the Corps downtown to dig people out because the snow had gotten so much in like 1 or 2 days that it just they had like 5-6 feet dumped, and it just completely paralyzed downtown. There's pictures usually going to the businesses down here. They'll have some pictures from back there in '95.
Right, right. Well, one of the things that I'm concerned about, because Detroit, I guess, downstate, they're looking at anywhere from 6 to 12 inches today.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have the convention at Cobo Hall on the 21st and the 22nd. They're saying that this rest of this month of February, this is going to be the most wintry, snowy, absolutely unbelievable month of snowfall.
Yeah.
And we've got over 2,000 delegates converging on Detroit, just freaking out a little bit. So,
hey, you live in Michigan.
Amen. 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 What is happening? We talked about your need to hire a couple of vet tech trainees.
Yes.
Did we get any responses? What's going on that front?
Not yet. We've got some ads out. We're still waiting. We're pushing it out to the high schools. And, we're just waiting for people to come.
Okay. What are we looking at? What are we looking at in that process again, perhaps, where people need to hear this information and then share it with their friends and family who may know, especially a young person?
Yeah. Well, what we've got is right now I can hire two vets or vet techs or veterinary nurses, essentially, is what they are. So if anybody's out there looking for a licensed vet tech, wants to move up here after talking about 12 feet of snow, but the city's operating, we're used to getting that much snow, it's not a big deal up here. So I gotta, you know, put that out there too. The graders were out just pushing the snow banks back, but that's about it. So but yeah, I mean, I could hire two licensed techs right now, or people that have a skill set, have some experience right now. So, but I'm also looking, I will also fill slots with somebody who wants to become a vet tech. And what they'll do is they'll come work for me. You know, you get paid, you work full time, you get all the benefits and, you know, everything just like, you know, like a normal employee. But additionally, what will happen is I will pay to put you through the Penn Foster online program, which I've actually kind of looked at the program, and you can talk about online classes and stuff, and you know, back in the 90s, you know, they were kind of a joke, but they've become more and more legit, you know, past few decades. And yeah, I've looked at the curriculum, and I've already had a few people that have come through here that have been in the program, and it's a legitimate program. So what we do is we put you in the program. At the end of 2 years, you go ahead and, you know, graduate, and then just for every year, and this is how the military does it, you know, so I'll pay you for, they'll pay you to go to vet school or, you know, or for whatever, and for every year you put in, you owe them two back. So I would do 2 years, you would owe me 4 years back. Oh, you know, I'm using kind of air quotes.
Sure.
But then at that point, if you want to move someplace else, you've got 6 years invested, you got 6 years of experience, a license, and a license, you know, you can take that anywhere. Hopefully you'd want to stay here, because then at that point we move you up, and starting wages for a out of the box, so a freshly minted out of the box, brand new inbox, vet tech here starts at 50. I mean, it's hourly, but it's still Brian, works out to be about $50,000 a year, plus benefits. So, you know, healthcare, retirement, you know, kind of stuff like that.
The complete benefit package.
Yeah.
Excellent. So yeah. $50,000 a year pay plus benefits.
Yep.
Retirement plan through the company you've chosen. Basically, this could end up being a career for a young person.
It's a needed career that does not get talked about in high schools near as much as it needs to be. You know, you can't, especially nowadays, it's kind of, you can't kick a rock over without, you know, everybody wants to go human medicine. And, you know, I've always said it before, yeah, human medicine is the easy medicine. You've got one species, usually one organ system you're even dealing with, where, you know, you're doing one thing. Yeah, you get really good at one thing, but for us, you know, if you, and of course my ADD kind of prevented me from doing that because I'm into like 800 million things all at once. So like my dad always said, I got my fingers in way too many pies. But here, you never know what you're going to wind up doing. In fact, we got a bunch of rabbits that came in today that need to be spayed because there's a Tiny Paws rabbit rescue across the border in Canada. So we're working with them. So I got a bunch of rabbits to do. Like I said, I've had ostriches. We've talked about all the weird stuff. I had a gecko in the other day. Of course, you got dogs and cats, and we're doing everything from routine medicine to cardiac. We're doing full cardiac evaluations now because I got that extra training. So we're doing those. We're doing
You even had a dragon, you said.
yeah literally. Yeah. Oh, and actually when I worked downstate, there's a local zoo there that had a Komodo dragon, which, I mean, you really want to talk about an actual dragon. Yeah, I mean, we would not, it wasn't a fully grown one. He was only about 4 foot long, but still, you know, I can say I've worked on, I'm taking care of dragons. And,
wow, unbelievable resume.
I'm actually in the middle of putting together, I'm going to put together a PowerPoint so I can take it to the schools and call it, you know, because anything I remember sitting in was always kind of dry. People talk about, oh, well, you can be a veterinarian and do this. And I'm like, no, it's called Adventures in Veterinary Medicine. I need to write a book. Just because
yes, you
wild
do. I believe
stuff,
that. Yes.
With the Army and just, you know, things that I've done and experienced because I'm a veterinarian.
Right.
And it is, oh yeah, there's why, and there's even stuff I didn't, until I even found out, Colonel Boswick, who was my last commander, I'm in there looking, you know, in his office talking to him, and he had this, airborne special forces plaque on there. I'm like, oh, were you special forces before you became a veterinarian? He's like, no, I was a veterinarian in special forces. I'm like, wait a minute. Nobody ever told me that. So literally, if you could go into the military to learn, he went to jump school as a veterinarian, and he would jump with like green berets and stuff into zones, hot zones or whatever, you know, and do, you know, green beret stuff. And it really, because even the green berets and like that, we're here to help win hearts and minds. And a lot of people and a lot of countries, United States, Canada, you know, Great Britain, are really, and Australia too, are really on the forefront of veterinary medicine and keeping animals healthy and things like that. And like I've always said, the most important industry in the entire world is agriculture, because everybody works. And now we got, what, about 8 billion mouths to feed? Yeah, we have to make food efficiently and safely and make as much as we can, you know, to feed all those people.
Sure.
And that's where, you know, we come in. And you can come into, you know, certain areas like in Africa and even in Central America, and it's like, okay, we got this disease, we need to do this, we need to do this, and then help them. And not really, and you don't want to implement, you can't implement United States agricultural practices in Africa, okay?
Sure.
It's Africa, it's not United States, it's not the plains of Kansas, it's completely different.
Sure.
But being a veterinarian, you are trained how to analyze a problem and look at it, and then look at what resources you have, and then work, you got to talk to the people there too,
right?
You know, and figure out, okay, what can we do, knowing how, what we know about how animal diseases and stuff go, what they know about their environment that they operate in, and work together to help, you know, that country stabilize its food source, or, you know, things like that. So,
yeah, absolutely. Well, the bottom line for the folks listening is you need their help in, number one, finding a person, hopefully a younger person, who has really good work ethic,
yep,
that likes animals, wants to learn more about working with a vet, at least for them to call you, contact you to set up an interview where you can then vet this younger person, hopefully, that you want to invest all this training and transfer of your experience into them to give them basically a long-term career. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, and it's like I tell my staff here, I'm not going to do this forever. And I worry about when I leave, who's going to take my place. Now, fortunately, Dr. Goodman, Caitlin, is coming for sure. We've got that. She was just here for the 3 weeks. She did an internship. They're looking at houses already. So in June, she is going to be up here. And she really, she's a lot like me. In what she's interested in and what she likes to do in the surgery. So I'm a little more relaxed on that. You know, I'm like, okay, because, you know, Caitlin's going to be able to take over. I can train. I can give her my, you know, that I've spent a lifetime gathering. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it's one thing, too. I mean, not to go kind of on a sentimental base, but I heard a comment. This is years ago I heard it, but it really stuck with me, is that every time an elderly person dies, a library is lost. You think about that, and I started thinking about, you know, everything that I've learned over the years and things like that, and I've kind of started, you know, get these little books and just dumb little, I'll come back here and I'll write down, you know, Dr. Haley will ask me a question. I'm like, oh, well, that's blah, 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 you know, and then I go back and if you see this, it's probably this, and just things, experience things that I've learned.
Sure. Are you trying to document all these little aha thoughts?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I definitely feel you need to write that book. That book is going to be valuable for generations to come. If your trade has any chance of continuing with all the years experience, the military, your personal life, I just think it's a phenomenal thing. And maybe you need to get a ghostwriter to work with you, because you're so busy.
Chat GPT. No.
Exactly.
I don't know. I saw Terminator. I don't know what I think about this AI stuff yet. So
no. Let's don't go down that road. No. Well, listen, I want to give out the phone number real quick. Anybody listening out there, what Dr. Jeff is asking for your help is finding, hopefully, again, a younger person that he can invest time and experience and education with to become a vet tech that will hopefully stay at the Sioux Animal Hospital for many, many years. The phone number, 906-635-5910. If you want me to text that to your phone, just text me Dr. Jeff. Dr. Jeff, and I'll send you back the number. You can give that number to the young person, their parents, their grandparents, maybe somebody at your church, anybody. This is all hands on deck. Dr. Jeff needs your help in finding one for sure, but possibly two of these people.
Yep. So, and I also want to throw out there, too.
About 30 seconds.
Give preference for anybody with veterans or military experience, because one, if you're a veteran or prior military experience, I know you know how to work. I know you know how to show up. And if you have VA benefits, Penn Foster will also take VA benefits too for education.
Oh, very good.
Yep.
So they can use their VA benefits for the education part.
Yep.
Excellent.
All kinds of options.
Yes, sir. Dr. Jeff, Sioux Animal Hospital, 906-635-5910. Thanks, Jeff.
All right, thanks a lot.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you.